我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们真的是打开主的话的时候
，When we open up the words of the Lord，
我们实在看见我们的主没有停止向人说话。
And we can see that our Lord has never stopped speaking to men.
马拉基虽然是旧约里边最后的一卷书。
Even though the book of Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament.
这卷书说过了以后到现在已经两千多年了。
It has been more than 2,000 years between this book.
对不起，已经的是两千多，还不到三千年。
Between the time this book is written and to nowadays.
但是里面的话对我们今天的人来说仍然是那么的新鲜。
But the words in this book is still very fresh for us nowadays.
因为里面所说的虽然好像很多是当时的历史。
Even though many of the content here is about the history.
是当时的光景。
It's about the condition at that time.
但是里面的那个属灵的原则到今天还是那么的清楚。
But the spiritual principles are still very clear today.
我们记得 马拉基书一开始就对祭司来了一个非常厉害的责备。
And in the very beginning of the book of Malachi, there's a very solemn rebuke to the priests.
责备他们没有站好他们的地位。
It's about admonishing them not standing in their own proper position.
责备他们没有显出他们的正常的功用。
And admonishing for the priests that they have not manifested their proper function.
虽然他们在外面还是在那里做着日常的工作。
Even though outwardly they're still carrying out their daily duties.
这些工作在人眼中看来都是照着摩西的律法来执行的。
All the works are according to the law of Moses.
但是因为里面不对的。
But because there's some inaccuracy
within. 里面没有给主地位。
And there's no position for the Lord.
里面没有尊重主。
And they did not honor the Lord.
所以主说你们所做的一切只是惹神的怒气。
So the Lord said, all that you have done is just to incite God's wrath.
因着祭司们的离开神给他们占的那个位置。
Because the priest has departed from the position the Lord has given them.
那因此也就造成整个犹大的社会也落到一个有神的认识却是没有神的实际的光景。
So it led to the point that Judah has just a superficial knowledge of the Lord, but not the reality.
他们在外面是做着律法上的所定规的要做的事。
And outwardly, they are doing what's according to the laws.
限制他们还是限制。
They are still making offerings.
到圣殿里边去朝拜，他们还是照样去朝拜。
And they are still worshiping in the temple.
但是他们所做的一切
But all those they
在神的面前都是落在神的那个责备的里头。
And all this before God is under his punishment.
因为他们实际所做的或是说生活里面所表达的完全是没有尊重神。
Because what they do or what's manifested in their daily lives is to show that they do not honor God.
所以在马拉基书的里边马拉基特别指出了他们中间的有两件事。
So in the book of Malachi pointed out two matters among them.
头一件事情是娶外邦的女子。
The first is to marry Gentile women.
第二件事情和第一件事情也有点关联。
And the second matter has something to do with the first matter.
就是休妻。
Which is to forsake the wives.
那为什么休妻呢？
Or to divorce their wives. Why did they do that?
不能说他们一定是看见外邦的女子，他们就把他们的妻子休掉去娶。娶外邦的女子。
And we cannot say for sure that's because they saw the Gentile women, so they divorced their own wives to marry the Gentile women.
但是这个是很有关系。
But that's a close relationship there.
虽然不一定是外邦的女子。
Even though it's not necessarily the Gentile women.
反正在他们当时来说，休妻的事情是好像是很频繁。
But nevertheless, it's very common among them to divorce their wives.
没有值得人去留意。
And it's as if it doesn't deserve men's attention.
但是神在那里很清楚地告诉他们一件事。
But God clearly pointed out one thing to them.
神说到他造人的时候是可以有余力多造一个女人。
The God said that when he was created man, he would have enough strength to create another person, to create a woman.
但是神没有这样做。
But God did not do that.
神只是做一个夏娃。
God only made one Eve.
目的是什么呢？
And what was the purpose?
目的说要叫你们有敬虔的后裔。
So that they can have a godly offspring.
不就你们生活上摆出一个坏的榜样。
So that they would not have a bad example in their daily lives.
叫下一代好像觉得这是理所当然。
So that the second generation would not think this is something commonplace.
那么当先知用着这两个社会上的现象来说明当时犹大的偏离神的路。
So when the prophet uses two phenomena to point out this abnormality in the society,
带出的那个结果仍然是神说，你们尽管做各种各样宗教上的活动。
So the result is that God said that you can continue to carry on all kinds of religious activities.
但是这些在神的面前没有一样是神可以接受的。
But all these, none of these can be accepted by God.
那么当我们留意到这些事情的时候，
So when we see all these things,
我们就不能不注意了。
Then we have to pay attention to this.
因为马拉基书里面所说的当时的情形应该是在尼希米记的时候发生的。
Because what's described in the book of Malachi was happening during the time of Nehemiah.
在尼希米的日子这些事情好像越来越明显。
And during the days of Nehemiah, these things are more and more evident.
神已经在尼希米的日子一再的对付他们。
Because God time and time again continued to deal with them during the time of Nehemiah.
但是那许多的对付都是外面做出来的。
But all these dealings was done outwardly.
只有一时的效果，而没有实际的效果。
It only has a temporary effect.
当我们回到尼希米去看的时候，
And when we go back to the book of
Nehemiah, 我们看到那个光景果然就是马拉基书这里所说的。
And we can see the conditions is just as described by Malachi.
祭司的系统实在是起不到作用。
And the system of the priesthood is not effective.
并且祭司是带头来偏离神的心意。
And the priests were the first to depart from God's will.
那因此整个的社会落在这种摇摇摆摆的光景，那我们完全可以理解。
So we could understand how the entire society would fall into this instability.
就像我们中国人所说的那句老话。
And just as the Chinese would say,
上梁不正，下梁就歪了。
And if the beam on the top is not correct, the beams underneath would not be stable either.
祭司们本来要把他们带到神的面前来做一个敬畏神的人。
The priests were to lead the people to honor God.
但是祭司本身出了问题。
But the problems arising among the
people. 结果造成整个犹大的社会，人的里面只有黑暗。
As a result, among the entire Judah society,
人就只看见自己。
And people would only see themselves.
就没有人去尊重神。
And no one would honor God.
那这个是当时马拉基所责备的那一种光景。
And this is the admonition of Malachi at that time.
如果我们看第一章、第二章，
And if we look at chapter 1 and 2,
我们好像看见犹大和耶路撒冷在神面前已经没有路了。
And we can see that both Judah and Jerusalem as if they do not have any way out before God.
因为他们从被掳之地回来也不过100年左右的光景。
Because that was only about 100 years when they came back from captivity.
好像被掳的那一件事情对他们来说已经全忘了。
it's as if they have entirely forgotten the time that were taken into exile.
所以他们就活在一个完全放纵自己的光景里。
And they're living in a condition that they just let themselves go.
那么然后我们就来到第三章。
And then we go into chapter 3.
刚才我们是很简略的把第一、第二章的那个中心的信息来再温习一下。
And we just made a brief conclusion about the theme in chapter 1 and chapter 2.
现在我们来到第三章。
Now we come into chapter 3.
弟兄姊妹，你留意第一、第二章的末了，有一个非常可怜的光景。
And brothers and sisters, take note in the last part of chapter 2, there's a pitiful condition.
如果人灵里面是苏醒的话,
if the spirit of man is alert,
他们很清楚地看见犹大和耶路撒冷在神面前再没有路可以走了。
They can truly, clearly see that Judah and Jerusalem, there's no more way before the Lord.
但是犹大人他们不这样想。
But the people of Judah did not think so.
犹大人他们刚好翻过来领会当时的光景。
And the people of Judah, they have a different understanding, opposite understanding.
他们觉得,
they felt that
有神没神, 对他们好像没有多大的区别。
It's not a big difference between having God and not having God to them.
有神我们还得花时间去应付他。
If they have God is among them, they have to spend time to deal with
him. 没神的话我们省得轻松。
And without God, they would be have no burden.
甚至有人在那里说道,
and even to a point that man would say,
如果有神的话, 那他应该是很公义的。
If there's a God, he should be very righteous.
但现在我们看不到有任何的公义在哪里。
But now we cannot see any righteousness.
公义的神在哪?
And where is the righteous God?
这是第二章末了的最后的一句话。
And this is the last sentence of chapter 2.
也就是犹大人当时心里头的那种黑暗的表达到了一个极点。
Which is the extreme expression of the darkness of the people of Judah.
那按照人来看,
according to men,
犹大还有路, 还有路吗?
Is there any way left, for Judah?
耶路撒冷还有存在的价值吗?
Is there any value of the existence of Jerusalem?
100多年前, 他们就是因着这样的光景而给神放弃。
About a century ago, that was the same reason why they were forsaken by God.
神的怜悯把他们召聚回来。
That God's mercy gathered them back together.
也只不过是100年左右, 他们又跑回老路上去。
It was only about a century, the time period, that they would go back to the
old way. 那神会不会再把他们放弃呢?
So would God forsake them again?
现在如果神要放弃他们的话,
if God were to forsake them,
那就是第二次的放弃了,
which would be the second time of forsaking them.
如果是他们也动神第二次来放弃,
if it was them who incite God to forsake them,
那他们还有机会转回吗?
Would they still have a chance to repent?
那这一大堆的属灵的问题都可以在一个心里面稍微向神有点心意的 人在他们身上会显出来。
And all these questions would be in the heart of someone who has a little bit of heart after God.
如果按照人的眼见的那个结果来看,
if it's according to what's visible to men,
犹大是没有路了,
that Judah has no more way out.
但是很稀奇的,
but very amazingly,
当我们一读到第三章的时候,
when we come to chapter 3,
你发觉先知说话的那一个内容, 好像转了一个大弯。
You could see that that's a big change in terms of the content of the words of the prophet.
按照时代的光景来说,
according to the reality,
第一章, 第二章, 那个那么严厉的责备的内容,
the first chapter 1 and chapter 2, that's very severe.
第三章的责备, 如果第三章继续要有话说出来的,
if chapter 3 continues to be words of rebuke,
那些话就要比第一、第二章更严厉一点,
and the words should have been more severe than chapter 2.
但是很稀奇。
But very amazingly,
你从第三章里边你看到,
in chapter 3, you can see
神不是在继续在那里责备,
God did not continue to rebuke.
相反的,
on the contrary,
好像神在那里给他们开路,
It's as if God is opening up a way for them.
这个是我们想不透的。
And this is something that we cannot imagine.
这样的人还给他们开路？
That you will still leave a way out for people like them?
你留下他们干什么呢？
And what are you going to do with them?
只是在那里找麻烦。
They're just there to cause trouble.
但是我们的神在那里观察他的百姓，却不是下这样的结论。
But when our God, when He's there to examine His people, He did not make such a conclusion.
给我们的感觉好像是。
And we can feel this.
当人自己把路封闭了以后。
When man close up the way.
也没有想到要怎么再打开这一条路。
And they would not think of how to open this way up again.
神主动地来给他们开路。
That God takes the initiation to open up the way for them.
当然这个开路是不是就是说打开一条康庄大道说来吧你们走吧。
But this opening up the way is not that he would open a wide road for the people to walk on it.
因为从外边的一点事情来看。
Because from what's happening without.
神这一个开路是不太叫人能明白的过来的。
That the way that God opens up this path or this way is hard for men to understand.
因为这条路本身就是一个审判。
Because this way itself is a judgment.
但是稀奇的就是这个审判的结果乃是神说我不叫你们消灭。
But amazingly, the result or the ending of this judgment is that God would not entirely forsake them.
这是怎么一回事呢？
And what does this all mean?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们今天在新约里头的人读这一段的话。
We today who are standing in the time of the
New Testament. 我们完全能了解。
To read these words that we could understand.
但是我们站在马拉基的时代，这个位置上面来听。先知说这个话。
But if we were to stand at the time of Malachi and hear the prophet saying these words,
肯定那个时候的人对先知说的这一段的话不大了解。
That the people at that time would certainly not understand these words spoken by the prophet.
因为这一段话的里面，一面叫人看见好像很有希望。
Because within these words, on one hand, it gives great hope to people.
但是另一面又叫人感觉，这一个希望里边又带着很严厉的那一种要求在哪里。
But within this hope, you can see there's a severe requirement.
但是不管怎么样。
But no matter what.
你总是看见神给犹大人在开路。
You can see that God was there to open up a way for the people of
God. 那我们来留意第三章一开始就说了什么话。
Let's take note of the beginning of chapter 3.
一个非常明显的事实在这里。
And very clear fact here.
那是弥赛亚的启示。
It's the revelation of Isaiah. Of Messiah.
我们今天在新约里头读到这些话，我们就知道整段的话就是指说我们的主要来做的一件大事。
And when we standing in the New Testament, we can see the entire content was talking about our Lord, what He will do.
这一件事情在新约的起头四福音的日子就按着字句来应验出来了。
And these words are revealed in the Gospel, in the words of the Gospels.
我们特别来注意主借着先知说什么话。
Let's take special note of the words spoken by the prophet.
第一节
，verse one，
他说：“万军之耶和华说，我要差遣我的使者，在我前面预备道路。你们所寻求的主，必忽然进入他的殿。立约的使者，就是你们所仰慕的，快要来到。”
See, I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty.
我们先来看看这几句话。
Let's first take a look at these few sentences.
他怎么在历史上出现？
And how did they appear in history?
在没有看见他在历史上出现以前。
And before we see how they appear in history.
我们先要注意到神说这些话的那个目的。
Let's first pay attention to the purpose of these words spoken by the Lord.
就是刚才我特别点出来所说的，人没有路的时候，神来为他们开路。
It's just like what I said before, when there's no more way out for men, God would open up a way for them.
这一个路就不是只是解决当时的问题。
And this way is not just to solve the problem at that time.
这一个路也不单是解决以色列人的问题。
And this way is not just to solve the problems of Israelites.
这一个路是要解决神用着以色列人来做表明的那一个结果。
And this way is to show the result of the Israelites.
弟兄姊妹们记得，当神在西乃山与以色列人立约的时候，
Moses, remember when God was to, there to establish the covenant,
主很清楚地指出他们要成为祭司的国度。
And on Mount Sinai, God clearly pointed out they would become a kingdom of priests.
那个意思就是说，神要用着以色列人把列国都带回神的面前。
Which is to say, God would use the Israelites to bring all nations to them.
但是现在以色列已经老早就没有了，如果从以色列这个名字来看。
But, if we just look at Israel, this name is no more.
因为老早以色列灭亡了，200多年前。
Because some 200 years ago, Israel was wiped out.
现在剩下的以色列人只不过是就是称为犹大的那一批。
The Israelites that are left, they are called the people of Judah.
那这样剩下来的人还能成为祭司的国度吗？
So the remnant, the people that are left, can they still be called the kingdom of priests?
按人来看，这个是不再有条件。
According to men, they don't have any more condition.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
在神的观察的里边。
Under God's examination.
神不像我们的观察。
That's not like men's examination.
我们的观察只看见犹大。
And what we could see is only Judah.
但神的观察仍然看见十二个支派全都在地。
But under God's examination, the 12 tribes still exist on earth.
所以当神要做一件事情，这个事情是根据他的计划了。
So when God wished to do something, this is according to his plan.
那他就说到了。他要差遣使者在他前面预备道路。
And he said that he would send his messenger to prepare the way before him.
那这件事情我们在新约里头的人都知道。
And this for us in the New Testament we all know.
这是指着施浸约翰来为主开道路。
And this is talking about John the Baptist to prepare the way before the Lord.
马拉基书里头连两次提这件事。
And in the book of Malachi, it mentioned this two times.
三章提一次。
And mentioned in chapter three.
我要差遣我的使者，在前面预备道路。
That I will send a messenger who will prepare the way before me.
第四章末了就说到。
And in the end of chapter four.
他必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里。
That I will send you to Prophet Elijah.
使父亲的心转向儿女。
And that he will turn the hearts of the father to the children.
那这一个在当时来说，他们以为是以利亚还要来。
And at that time, they thought that Elijah would come again.
那是他们在主在地上的时候，也曾用这一个事实来问过主。
And when the Lord was on earth, that people would ask him about this.
他们说先知不是说到以利亚必须先来吗？
And people would ask, didn't the prophet say that Elijah would first come?
我们的主说对啊。
And our Lord said yes.
以利亚是要先来啊。
Elijah would come first.
并且他已经来了。
And he has already come.
人们就了解他是指着施浸约翰来说的。
And people would understand he was talking about John the Baptist.
当约翰 出来做工的时候，
when John started to work，
我们也很显明的看见他真的是为主预备道路。
And we could clearly see that he was preparing the way for the Lord。
从外面来说，
And outwardly，
他是在主出来做工以前来先打开那个做工的门。
He was opening up the door before our Lord started to do his work。
从实际上面来说，
In reality，
你看见他在那里预备人心来去迎接要来的主。
He was there to prepare men's heart to greet the Lord who was to come。
啊，我们感谢神。
We thank God。
当我们读到马拉基在这里宣告这一件事的时候，
And when we see the proclamation of Malachi，
我们很清楚地看到一件事。
And we can see one thing
very clearly。人是已经落到一个地步，不能自拔了。
Even though man is in such a condition, they cannot help themselves anymore。
但神就来给人开路，要把人恢复回到神的目的里。
But God was there to help and to restore man to his original purpose.
那这里不单是提到施洗约翰要来。
Here it does not only mention that John the Baptist would come.
提到施洗约翰要来，就是他的使者在前面预备道路的那个人要来。
When it mentioned the messenger who would prepare the way is about John the Baptist.
并且他所预备让要来的主也说明出来。
And also tells us about the Lord who was to come.
所以撒文里就看到说到一件事。
So what follows, we can see this.
你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿，立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的快要来到。
Then suddenly the Lord you're seeking will come to his temple, the messenger of covenant whom you desire will come.
这是明明就应验了在神的儿子我们的主的身上。
And this is fulfilled upon Lord, the Son of God.
我们很清楚地领会一个事情。
And we can clearly understand this.
那主忽然就来到圣殿。
That the Lord would suddenly appear in the temple.
这个忽然就是说出乎人意料之外。
This suddenly means it's beyond our expectation.
在人的心思以外。
Is beyond what man can imagine.
而我们的主就来到了。
Then the Lord will come.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到师父音。
Francis, you took note of the
gospel. 我们的主头一次了到圣殿。
The first time the Lord went to the temple.
乃是他生下来第八天的时候。
It was 8 days after he was born.
他就到圣殿了。
And he was brought into the temple.
那时候他是作为头生的给献上。
That he was offered up as the firstborn.
但是那以后呢？
And then later on,
有记录的，他十二岁那年又到耶路撒冷去过节了。
According to the records, it's when he was 12 that he went to the temple.
结果就留在殿里边。跟那些文士啊，他们在谈问题，那结果约瑟跟玛利亚就回过头来找他。
So he stayed in the temple to have a discussion with the scribes, and then John and Mary they came to seek him.
主就回答他们说，为什么要来找我呢
？As Joseph and Mary came to seek him, and then
岂不知我当应当以我父的事为念吗
？And the Lord would say that, why do you come to seek me? Don't you know that I have to put my father's affairs first?
这是我们的主第二次来圣殿。
And this is the second time the Lord came to the temple.
那么以后主也多次的来过圣殿。
And then afterwards, the Lord came to the temple many times.
最末了的一次。
And the very last time.
那就是到圣殿里面去洁净圣殿。
He went to the temple to cleanse the temple.
就在那一次过了以后，人就把他钉在十字架上。
And after that, men will nail him to the cross.
弟兄姊妹们，我们留意到这里所说的那个话的时候，
My sisters, when we take note of what is said here,
我们要特别注意的是什么呢？
And what do we need to take special note of?
不是主什么时候到圣殿。
It's not that when the Lord would come to the temple.
也不是他究竟来过多少次圣殿。
Or how many times he has come to the temple.
而是他怎么到圣殿。
It's how he comes to the temple.
这里是先知说话的时候所特别突出的一个问题。
And this is something that the prophet makes special mention about.
他忽然 就来到圣殿。
That he would suddenly appear in the temple.
他忽然就进入圣殿。
That suddenly he would come into the temple.
特别指明他的殿。
Especially mentioned that it's his temple.
他来到自己的地方。
It's his own temple.
怎么来的呢？
And how did he come?
在人的感觉上是突然就来了。
According to man's feeling, is he suddenly comes.
那既然说到是突然就来。
When we say he suddenly comes.
你就晓得当他来的时候，人根本就不知道他是谁。
Then you know that when he comes, men do not know who he is.
人也不认为他来了有什么特别。
And that man would not think there's anything special about his coming.
但是先知的话是说得很明确。
But the words of the prophet is very clear.
他来到他自己的屋子。
That he will come into his own house.
他的殿。
His temple.
并且他来。
And then when he comes,
他就是这是神的子民所仰望等候要来的那一位。
That he is the one that the Lord's people would desire and waiting for.
但是他来了。
And then he comes.
那人对他的反应是怎么样呢？
What is a man's reaction toward him?
可以说非常的迟钝。
We can say that the reaction is very slow.
因为人根本不知道他们所仰望的已经来了。
Because men do not know that the person they're waiting for is
coming. 他们不知道他们的主已经来到他们中间了。
They don't know that the Lord has come among them.
那当然，因为在犹太人他们的心思里。
Because according to in the hearts of the people of Judah,
他们所盼望的那一位弥赛亚也好，
the Messiah they were longing for,
是基督也好，
whether it's the Messiah or the Christ,
都应该是一个很威武的，
it should be someone who's very strong.
因为他的显现就能把犹大以色列从现在这样衰微的光景里边带到一个好大的荣耀的恢复里。
Because his appearance would deliver Judah or Jerusalem from its downfall to a very majestic condition.
他们从来没有想到，这一位他们所盼望要来的拯救者，竟然是在如此卑微的光景里边出现。
And they never thought that the Savior would come in such a humble condition.
但是马拉基书里边嘛，就说得非常的严肃。
And in the words of Malachi, it's very solemn.
人要看外面的那个威武。
That people want to see the majesty outwardly.
庄严。
And very solemn.
尊贵。
And very honor.
我们的主来的时候，在外面这些完全都没有。
But when our Lord came, there's nothing like this outwardly.
但是里面呢？
But within.
那个实际呢？
In reality.
却是绝对的庄严。威武和尊贵。
It's very honorable, very majestic.
因为他来的时候。
Because when he came.
他是带着审判来的。
He would bring judgment.
所以先知的话在说，如果他来了，谁能当得起呢？
So the prophet said that who can stand before him when he comes?
谁能立得住呢？
Who could stand before him?
因为他来就是要来显明神的审判。
Because when he comes, he will manifest God's judgment.
他说他连他就像炼金之人的火。
So he will be like a refiner's fire.
如漂布之人的茧。
Like a launderer's soap.
他比坐上如炼净银子的来洁净利未人，熬炼他们像金银一样。
He will sit as a refiner, and he will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到主来是要做这样的一件事。
Verses take note, when the Lord comes, he will do such a thing.
主来是来了要把人炼净。
When he comes, he will refine people.
那炼净人做什么呢？
And what is he refine them for?
不是为了炼净而炼净。
It's not just for the sake of refining them.
也不是为了他们行恶，现在神要把他们扭转。
And it's not because they have done wrong that God wants to turn them around.
把人的光景 整个的扭过来。
And wants to turn the whole condition around.
当然是有这样的现象。
Of course, there's such a phenomenon.
但是这个不是目的。
But that's not the purpose.
那神这样来熬炼人的时候。
When God is there to refine man.
他的目的在哪里呢？
What's his purpose?
他的目的要把人带回神的面前。做一个真正侍奉敬拜神的人。
His purpose is to bring men back before him to truly serve him and worship him.
换一句话来说，
In other words,
要把人带回神起初造人的那个目的里。
Is to bring men back to the original purpose.
那因此弟兄姊妹，我们就能领会一件事了。
And now we can understand this.
以前的先知他们说到弥赛亚的时候，
The prophets before, when they talked about Messiah,
给以色列人的留下的一个观念就是他，弥赛亚来只是为了以色列得拯救。
That there's a concept among the Israelites that when the Messiah comes, it's only to save Israel.
但是如果我们细细的读过去的先知的话，
But if we read the words of the prophets in detail,
我们也没有看见先知只是把这个观念给人。
We did not see that the prophets only gave this, concept to people.
那先知里面所说的话，耶利米也好，以赛亚也好，但以理也好，以西结也好。
And all the prophets like Jeremiah, Ezekiel, all the prophets, the words that they said.
你都能看见，当这一位拯救者显出来的时候，他那个拯救的范围绝对不是只在以色列。
And we can see that when this Savior appears, the area, the domain that he wants to save is not limited to Israel.
而是在全地。
But it's upon all the earth.
但是犹太人的那个撒宰的心思，好就把基督的显明局限在以色列。
But because of narrow-mindedness of the people of Judah, they would limit the manifestation of our Lord.
因为他们一方面是看我们是选民，神是特别眷顾我们。
Because on one hand, they would say that we are the chosen people, so God takes special care of us.
第二，神只是把他的律法传给我们，我们有神的律法，所以只有我们知道怎么去侍奉敬拜神。
And also because God only gives us his law, so we are the only ones who have the law, so we are the only one who knows how to worship him.
其他的人都跟神没有关系。
And the other people, they have no relationship with God.
但现在马拉基一宣告弥赛亚要来。
But now Malachi is there to proclaim the Messiah would come.
他来的时候。
And when he comes.
他要带出一个结果。
He will bring forth this effect.
就是地上的人。
Which is the man on earth.
回到神的面前。能让神长久以来所等待的那一个敬拜和侍奉有了结果。
That they would return to go before God so that the worship that God has been waiting for will become in effect.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那当先知在这里这样宣告这个事的时候，
When the prophet was there to make this proclamation,
先知的那个宣告那个重点
，and the emphasis or the focal point of the proclamation
是神怎么来恢复他的见证
，is how God will restore His testimony，
而不是叫犹大人看见神怎么来拯救我们
，but it's not for the Judah to see how God would save them。
这个是神的心思和人的心思。心思的那个差距。
That's the difference between God's mind and man's mind.
神所留意的是如何恢复他的见证。
What God had, the focus of God it was how to restore his
testimony. 如何恢复神在人中间的地位。
And to restore God's position among men.
人所注意的是我们怎么可以得拯救。
And what men focused on was how we could be saved.
所以当时的犹大人对先知所说的话好像听不大进去。
So the people of Judah at that time, they could not listen to the words spoken by the prophet.
因为他们从没想到。
Because they never thought.
弥赛亚显出来的时候我们要受审判。
That when Messiah was manifested, we will be judged.
在他们的心思的里面 弥赛亚显出来是对付我们的仇敌。
In the minds, when Messiah comes, he would deal with the enemies.
从来没有想到，弥赛亚显出来的时候，是我们这些称为他子民的人要先接受审判。
They never thought that when the Messiah appears, it's them who are called the children or their children or his children would be judged first.
弟兄姊妹们，这样的一个错觉，你不要说单单是在以色列人的身上。
And brothers, do not think this misconception only limits to the Israelites.
在我们今天称为教会的人的身上，也常常有这种错觉。
For us nowadays who are called the church, we also have this misconception.
但神的话明明是在那里说的。
But the words of God speak clearly.
审判要从神的家开始。
The judgment would begin from the household of God.
当神来恢复他的见证的时候。
When God is there to restore his testimony.
当神在来到地上来显明他的地位的时候。
When he is there to manifest his position on earth.
神是带着审判来的。
God brings forth judgment.
而这个审判先是在属神的人的身上来开始的。
And this judgment will begin first among the people of God.
而神这样的一个定规是犹大人从来没有想到的。
And this plan of God is something beyond the imagination of
people. 犹大人所想到就是神是我们的拯救者。
And they could only think of God as the Savior.
但是神给他们的信息是，神是借着审判来拯救他们。
But the message from God is that God would save them through judgment.
因为神先要他们对，然后才把他们放在对的那个地位。
Because God first wants them to be accurate so that He can put them in the correct position.
你怎么叫这些走偏了的神的百姓作为一个对的呢？
How could you bring these people of God who walked astray to be in the correct path?
神说我要给你们审判。
That God said that I will give you judgment.
借着审判来清理你们一切的不义不洁。
And through judgment that I can cleanse all the unrighteousness and uncleanness among you.
我要这样来做来恢复我的见证。
And I will do such a thing to restore my testimony.
然后我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那主的话是，主借着先知说的话是说得很清楚的。
And the word spoken by the prophet is very clear.
但是弟兄姊妹们
，The brothers and sisters，
你看当时的犹大人
，We look at Judah at that time，
一直延长到四福音里边的犹太人。
They continue on until the people of Judah in the time of the four Gospels.
他们是怎么来回应先知这个宣告呢？
How did they respond to this proclamation of the prophet?
或者说他们怎么来接受先知的这样的一个宣告呢？
Or in other words, how did they accept the proclamation of the prophet?
他们没有几个人领会到主的心思。
Not many of them could understand the heart of the Lord.
那以致引起主在底下给他们说了一些话。
And so it brought forth of the words spoken by the Lord.
说出神为什么要审判他们。
That he talked about how God would judge them.
说出神为什么要借着审判来把他们的脚步扭转过来
？And explain to them how God would through judgment turn around the footsteps.
我们特别留意第七节神的宣告。
Let's look at verse 7, the proclamation of God.
万军之耶和华说，从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
Ever since the time of your forefathers, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you.
弟兄说你留意到了，神就说出了，我要来审判你们。
But since the state note, God said, I will judge you.
让你们知道你们走错了路
so that you know you are walking astray.
路既然走错了，那怎么挽回呢？
So that now you have walked astray, how do you return?
神也给他们指出路来了。
And God has pointed out the way for, to them.
你们所以落到神的审判里。
The reason that you have fallen under the judgment of God.
因为你们偏离神的道。
It's because you have turned away from his path.
你们要重新在神面前蒙冤呐。
If you want to be accepted by God once again.
你们必须要回转。回到你们该站的那个地位。
Then you have to return and go back to the appropriate position.
回到你们该做的那一个尊敬神的一切的事情。
And you have to return to a condition that you will honor God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他就是这样的宝贝。
It is how precious he is.
他从来没有把人带到一个没路走的。
He's never brought men to a dead end.
从外面来看，好像神把人带到一个管教或是鞭打，像以色列人和犹大人所遭遇的那种光景。
Outwardly, it's as if God has brought the people of Judah, Israelites, to a point that He would punish them.
人就会说了，到了那个光景。还有前途吗?
And men would say that if you bring us to such a condition, do we still have a future?
人认定是没有前途了。
And men would decide there's no more future.
但是你没想到。
But you could
not imagine. 神那样做乃是要为给他们前途开路的一个必须要经过的手续。
That God does such a thing is because this is a process of giving them a future.
我们用简单的话来说，就神要叫他们回转，做一个对的人。
Just put it simply, is that God wants them to return
to become someone who's right. 在神的眼中，
right.
神看为对的人。
It's right before God's eyes.
在神的面前，人对了。
And before God, when man is correct.
弟兄姊妹，你可以了解。
Then you can understand by
神上人除了祝福以外，神还能做什么？
There's nothing else God would do besides blessing
people. 你说神是全能的神，他喜欢怎么做就可以怎么做。
And you said God is the Almighty God. He wants to do whatever He can do whatever He wants to do.
但弟兄姊妹不要忘记了。
But brothers and sisters, don't forget.
这因为神是曾经与人立约的。
This God has once established a covenant with men.
就着以色列人来说。
According to the Israelites.
神和他们中间是有西乃山的那个约。律法的那个约来约书做的。
That God is bound by the covenant established on Mount Sinai with them.
人不肯受约束。
The man would not want to be bound by.
神还是甘愿把自己放在约束的底下。
But God was willing to bind himself under the covenant.
所以弟兄说你看到神说你们回转我就。把你们放在一个完全蒙福的地步。
So God said to them, if you're willing to return, I will put you in a blessed position.
这个事实有一个立约的事实在那里，约束着的。
And it's bound by the fact that there's a covenant.
就是刚才我们说，如果我们这个人在神面前是对的话，神除了向我们显明那个祝福以外，神还能做什么？
It's just like what we said earlier, if we are correct before God,God could only bless us.
他还能做什么?
And what else can he do but to bless us?
除了赐福以外，除了让那个祝福显明以外，他实在不能再做什么。
Besides giving us blessings and to manifest his blessing, he cannot do anything else.
因为神不这样做，他就不义了。
Because if he does not do so, he will become unrighteous.
但是我们的神不能不义。
But our God cannot be unrighteous.
说他必定是按照他自己的话来成全他所要做的。
So for sure, he will do according to his words.
那因此人在神面前如果对了，神，你从神那里所接受的，绝对的是只有神的祝福。
So if men are correct before God, the only thing they could receive from God for certain is blessing.
当神把话说得那么清楚。
So when God spoke his words so clearly.
我们刚才说了。
And we mentioned earlier.
神是给人开路的。
That God was there to open up a way for men.
对神所做的反应非常非常的迟钝。
But man's reaction was very, very slow.
好像一个沉醉了的人一样。
As if someone who's drunk.
没有觉得。
They did not sense it.
没有觉得神这样做有什么恩典。
They do not feel what is such a blessing that God has
given to them.
And they do not feel that they need such a blessing.
神你赐福也好，不赐福也好。
And they would say, it's alright whether you bless us or not, God, we would just live
our life.
And our forefathers would live their life like that.
所以我们现在是这样，也很合情合理。
So the way we do it today is still, it's very reasonable.
他们在神面前完全没有领会自己是落在黑暗里。
They did not understand they are living in darkness before God.
也没有感觉自己在神面前与神过不去。
And they do not feel there's something wrong between them and God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意的，神宣告了我给你们开路，我借着审判来接近你们，叫你们在神面前有一个对的光景，然后就去承接神的那祝福。 恢复和神那个正常的交通。
So after God said that I'm opening up a way for you and I'm trying to bless you through judgment and I want to bless you with all the blessings.
但是人的反应是什么呢?
But what is man's reaction?
虽然这里没有把他们的反应说得很透彻。
Even though it does not say very clearly here about the reaction.
但是我们可以感觉得到。
But we can feel that.
他们的反应就是说,
that their reaction was.
我们不太需要这样的恩典。
We don't really need such grace.
我们现在还是活得还蛮不错的。 We
are living very, very nicely now.
虽然我们现在还没有君王,
even though we still don't have a king.
我们是给别人来管事,
that we are ruled by other people.
但是从实际日常的生活, 个人的生活来说, 我们还算过得很蛮不错了。
But according to our daily lives, our personal lives, we're still doing very well.
弟兄姊妹，你留意, 这是从尼希米一直到 似乎因这段时间里边, 犹大人的心里头的光景。
And this is the condition within the hearts of the Judah from the time of Nehemiah.
虽然他们当中是经过一阵子, 特别是在那个, 那个希律王的祖宗来给他们压制的一段短短的时间。
You know, there's a short period of time, especially during the period of King Herod.
就是上一次我跟弟兄姊妹说到的那一个马加比王朝兴起以前的那一段的日子。
And it was what we mentioned last time, it's the time period before the dynasty of Maccabee.
他们是有过一阵子。 好像很苦恼的时间以外，其他他们都觉得我们还过得蛮不错嘛。
There was only a short period of time that they felt like they were in distress, but other than that, they felt like they were living a pretty good life.
除了我们的王没有显明以外，其他都没有什么大不了。
Except that we did not have a king. Other than that, everything was fine.
我们还可以自由的在圣殿里边就侍奉敬拜献祭。
And we can still worship and offer in the temple very freely.
就是到了四福音的时候,
but until the time of the four gospels,
因为什么你也能了解得到,
and verses you can understand.
除了他们觉得现在是罗马人管制我们,
besides the fact that they were reigned by the Romans,
这一点我们实在是过不去,
then they could not take this.
那除了这一点, 其他都蛮不错,
but except for this, everything else was fine.
这是当时的犹太人的那个心思,
and that's the heart of the people of Judah at that time.
那所以当神借着先知来宣告, 他要来, 他要借着审判来接近他的百姓, 让他们在一个对的 那个光景里边回复到与神有正常的交通。
So when God through the prophet was there to proclaim that he would cleanse them by judgment, that he would restore them,
他们觉得, hey, 别开玩笑了。
The people would say that don't kid around.
我们是活得好好的。
We are living very nicely.
所以神借着先知, 马上又把他们带到 一种给光照的光景。
So God through the prophet right away brought them into this enlightenment.
不是责备,
is no longer rebuked.
不像他第一章、第二章是责备。
It's not like chapter 1 and 2 that were rebuked.
在第三章里面所显出来的呢, 我们宁愿说那是神给他们一个光照。
And what's manifested in chapter 3 is an enlightenment from God.
在这个光照的里边没有带着责备。
And within this enlightenment, there's no rebuke.
只是显露他们的愚昧。
It's just expose the foolishness.
因为他们自己不知道。
Because they do not understand.
他们不觉得。
They didn't feel.
我们哪里是在愚昧啊？
How come that we are not foolish, we do not forsake God?
天天那个燔祭坛的火还在燃烧着,
and every day the burnt offering was there.
每一个节期我们还是在耶路撒冷过,
and every festival we observe it in Jerusalem.
律法上要求我们的事情,我们都按照那个条例来做上去。
And we will fulfill all the requirements of the law.
他们没有觉得自己在神面前有亏欠。
And they do not feel that they have shortchanged God.
他们觉得在外面一些宗教上的律法上的事情,他们都做得蛮不错的。
And they feel like they're doing very well according to the requirements of the law.
但弟兄姊妹们,你特别注意一件事情。
But brothers and sisters, take special note of
this. 在旧约圣经里边,一直传导新约, 神不住地在那里指出一个问题。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament, God was there to point out one thing.
神告诉人说,
that God told man,
人是喜欢看外貌的,
that men like to look at outward appearance.
神是要看人的里面,
but God wants to look what's within.
那当人在外面来看, 觉得他们还蛮不错的时候,
when men look at the outward appearance and think it's everything's well,
神就让他们在神自己的光中 来显露,
and God would expose the true condition under His light.
这是我们看到了，神既然宣告了审判，他就好像一个审判的主，在那里把人的愚昧显露。
That when God was there to proclaim His judgment, He's like the Lord of judgment to expose man's foolishness.
那当神在那里说，你们要转向我。 我就转向你们。
When God was there to say, return to me and I will return to you.
他们好像觉得这个话没有什么道理。
And they would feel like this doesn't make sense.
我们没有什么在神面前过不去啊。
Then we have done nothing wrong before God.
说他们就上神问了。
And so they ask God,
我们怎么样才算转回啊?
How are we to return?
我们根本没有偏离嘛。
Because we've never departed.
根本没有偏离怎么会有转回?
So if we haven't departed, how could we turn?
神说他们你要转回,
God said that you have to return.
他们说我们并没有需要转回的那种光景,
but then they said that we have no need to return.
那我们可以考虑一下,
then let us consider,
是神说的话准确呢, 还是人在那里说的话准确呢?
Are the words of God correct or the words of man correct?
人觉得自己蛮准确的,
men feel that they are very
accurate. 神在那里说你要转回,
but God was there to say you have to return.
那你是听神的话呢? 还是接受人的那个肯定呢?
Oh, you would say that should we listen to God or should we accept what men said?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们都晓得, 神如果向人说话,
we all know that if God speaks to men,
定规是人在神面前过不去,
it's for certain that something wrong,
我们也晓得, 当人在那里说他们可以在神面前过得去,
and we also know that if God said that they are doing okay before Him,
实际上他们在神面前是过不去,
but in reality they are not doing fine before God.
因为一个真的在主的面前, 能过得去的, 他们定规是认识, 我在神面前是过不去的, 是神的怜悯, 叫我
that it is for someone who's truly fine before God, he would understand that he's actually not doing fine before God, because he would understand It's God's mercy.
但是当时的犹太人的反应不是这样。
But the reaction of the people of Judah was not the same.
他觉得我们在神面前蛮好。
They felt that they were doing just fine before God.
神就在这里给他们指出一个问题了。
And then God pointed out this problem before them.
他说，神向他们说。
God said to them.
你说你们没有什么要回转。
He said that you don't need to return.
那你为什么夺取我的物件呢？
But why do you rob me?
他们就在神面前说，我们什么时候抢夺过你的物件？
And then they would say, how do we rob you?
神说，
And God said,
你们该纳的十分之一，你们都没有送到圣殿来。
The tithes that you ought to offer, you did not bring to the temple.
你不是在那里偷窃神的物件吗？抢夺神的物件吗？
Aren't you there to rob God or steal from God?
你们整个犹大国都在那里抢夺我的物件。
The entire Judah, the nation of Judah, they are there to rob God.
那神说这个话出来。
When God spoke these words,
犹大人心里头好像不太佩服的。
That the people of Judah, they do not agree.
他们觉得他们并没有像神这样说他们的。
And they felt that they were not as God described them.
但弟兄姊妹，你回到第一章你就看到了。
But this is when you go back to chapter one, you would
see. 如果从动作上面来说，
from the outward action,
他们的确没有亏欠神。
They have not shortchanged God.
你有献祭，我就给你献祭嘛。
That I do my offerings.
你有送礼物，我就把礼物送来嘛。
If you want gifts, I will offer up gifts.
但神在第一章里面说他们怎么样？
But what did God say about them in chapter one?
神说你们献祭的是什么？
And God said that the things that you offered up, what are those?
是我根本就不要的那些东西，是那些不洁的东西。你们也觉得不大妥当的，你们就拿来搪塞我。
And the God said that you offer things that I'm not pleased with. You offering some diseased animals that I do not please.
神说你们做的要做的动作是做了。
Outwardly, the action you have done the action.
但是你们实际上在该做的事上一点都没有做了。
But in reality, what you ought to do, you did not do.
说神在这里给他们说这个话。是说的很有意思的。
So when God was there to say these words, it's very meaningful.
那因为在底下你看到神说。
Because what follows, you could see what God said.
现在来做一个试验啊。
Let's test, let's make a test.
首先你们要留意。
First, you have to pay attention.
你们这些日子以来不是拼命为自己支赚传钱财吗？
And during these days, aren't you striving to get wealth for yourself?
你回到尼希米记去就看到这种光景。
And you could see this condition in the book of Nehemiah.
他们那些人心里面所想的就是怎么说可以多赚一点钱，多找一点钱回来。
And within man's heart is all they could think of is how to make more money.
所以一个礼拜里边六天在那里做买卖还不够。
So within a week it's not enough for them to do business for
6 days. 连安息日也要做买卖。
Even on Sabbath day they would do.
那尼希米不是在那里对付他们这些事情吗？
So Nehemiah was there to deal with them.
你就看到了。
Then you can see.
在那一个时候犹大的百姓心里面所想的全是财宝财宝财宝。
And at that time, the people of Judah, all that's in their heart is wealth and treasure.
因此他们就忽略了一件事情。
So they have neglected one thing.
那我们留意马拉基书里边神就说我们来你来试试我。
And in the book of Malachi,
你来做一个试验。
God said that test me.
你先要留意你们的光景。
First look at your condition.
你们不是拼命在那里要赚钱吗？
Aren't you there to try to make money?
但是你们赚到了没有？
But have you made any?
钱是赚到了。
You have made some money.
但是享用了没有？
But have you enjoyed it?
我们读哈盖书的时候，我们了解到当时的情形。
And we read the book of Haggai.
当然，哈盖的日子是比马拉基书的时间要早一点。
The days of the book of Haggai is a little bit earlier than the days in the book of Malachi.
但是弟兄姊妹，你可以知道的。
But brothers, you can see.
神在哈盖书那里就说。
In the book of Haggai, God said.
你们劳碌得来的，我就把它用风吹吹去。
What you labor for, I would use wind to blow it away.
你们辛辛苦苦赚来的，却放在一个破烂的口袋里。
And what you work hard for, you put it in the pocket of holes.
那换句话来说，就是说你们是白劳苦。
In other words, you're laboring in vain.
你们劳苦得来的，你们并没有得享用。
What you gain from your labor, you cannot enjoy.
因为总有其他的事情，就好像把你所赚回来的都花光了。
Because there are other things that would use up what you have tried to labor for.
弟兄姊妹，我们能了解这样的事情。
And brothers, we can understand this.
你拼命在那里赚这个赚那个。
You strive to make this and make that.
神让你病生长了一个病。
But then God would make you fall ill.
一下子就可以把你所赚回来的全花光了。
And all of a sudden you would spend all that you have earned.
但是神没有让你病。
And even if God does not cause you to sick, but let your son to become sick.
或者是他也不是叫你的儿子病。
Or maybe he would not cause your son to be sick.
他当你辛辛苦苦赚回来的，给你信任的一个人骗走了。
That he would let someone you trust to cheat you of all that you've earned.
其实这些事情你在社会上看得到的，层出不穷的。
And you can see all this among the society.
不过没有发生在我们身上，我们就觉得这跟我们没有关系。
But if it doesn't happen on us, that we say it has nothing to do with us.
但是在当时犹大的百姓的里边，他们可不是没有关系的。
But at that time, for the people of Judah,
因为神是说的，你赚，你可以赚，你可以赚。
That God said that you can try to earn and make money.
你赚多少，我就给你吹去多少。
Whatever you make, I'll blow it away.
说这个就不是个别人的问题了。
So this is not a matter of individuals.
是整个犹大的问题。
It's the problem of the entire Judah.
那么，因着这样的一件事情
，And because of this,
神现在说
，That God said,
你来试试看
，Test me.
你们把你们该做的那个你做好了。
If you do what you ought to do.
特别有一句话。
Especially there's some words here.
如果我们不好好的留意的话，我们好像觉得神好像好凄凉。
And if we don't read it carefully, we'll say that God is in a pitiful condition.
神说你们把那个十分送来。叫我的家有粮。
God said that bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house.
试试我会不会敞开天上的窗户来倾福给你们，甚至无处可容。
And test me, see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room for
it. 好多时候，我们读经读到这里，只是把它作为一个原则来看。
And a lot of times when we read the Bible to here, we'll look at it just as a principle.
当然这个 是有原则在这里。
Of course, there's a principle here.
但是当时 先知说出神的话，就不单是说一个原则，而是说出当时的一个历史的事实。
But when the prophet at that time was speaking these words, he was not just talking about principles, but it's talking about the people at that time.
因为你光看这个字面，你就觉得，哎呦，圣殿里边大概是很缺乏。
And when you just read the words on surface, you might think that, oh, at that time the temple was very poor.
神就说这个话，你把该做的送到殿里来，叫我的窗，使我家有粮。
So that God would say that you should bring what you ought to bring, so there may be food in my house.
那如果人不把这个送来，那么神的家有没有粮？
So if people did not bring all these to God's household, would there be food in his house?
从字面上面来说，就好像神的家没有粮了。
So from the surface, it's as if there's no food in God's house.
哎呀，神真是可怜。
That is such a pity.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们要注意。
But brothers, take note.
神在这里什么都没有说，就特别提出这个事来。有一个历史背景在哪里的
？That here God did not say anything else but this. That's a historical background here.
那个历史背景是什么呢
？And what is this historical background?
利未人。
It's the Levites.
我们晓得，神在以色列人中间，把利未人分别出来。
That we know that God has separated the Levites from among the people.
神说你们这一个支派的人不需要承受产业。
And God said that your tribe do not need to inherit anything.
产业就让其余十二个支派去承受。
And the other tribes will take the inheritance.
我把你们这个支派分别出来，在会幕里头来服侍，也就是在以后的圣殿里边来服侍。
That I would separate you to serve me in the tabernacle, which is in the future the temple.
你们是没有产业的。
That you do not have any inheritance.
但是我就要成为你们的产业。
That I will become your inheritance.
我的份就是你们的份。
That my portion will be yours.
那这个是神跟利未人所立的约。
This is a covenant established with the Levites by God.
那弟兄姊妹们，你留意了。
The messages take note.
神在这里说，使我家有粮。
God said here, so there may be food in my house.
那如果神的家有粮，
if there's food in God's house,
你可以了解，那利未人就不会饿着肚子。
Then you can understand the Levites would not go hungry.
但是利未人有没有饿过肚子呢？
But has the Levites ever gone hungry?
如果我们看旧约的记录，
If we look at the recordings of the Old Testament,
利未人是经过了好多次要饿肚子的。
The Levites has many experiences that they have gone hungry.
首先你看到在四世纪，
And first you will see in the book of Judges.
摩西的孙子要从以法莲地跑到那个从犹大地跑到以法莲地来找生活。
That the grandson of Moses would need to go from the land of Judah to.
然后就成了大的祭司那一件事情，弟兄姊妹，你了解到。
And he's become the priest of the of Dan, the people we can understand.
为什么会发生这个事情呢？
And how could that happen?
你很清楚的看到。
And very clearly you can see.
他在犹大没有办法活下去。
That he could not make a living in the land of Judah.
为什么？
And why was
that? 因为那个时候人对神是不理不睬。
Because at that time men paid no attention to God.
所以利未人就没有得着供应。
So the Levites did not have any supply.
以致摩西的孙子就跑到别的地方去找生活。
So the grandson of Moses, he went to other places to make a living.
然后弟兄姊妹，你又看到了。
And then, but sister, you can also see.
那我们前去年读那个历代志的时候，也不是读到有一个亚哈斯王亚哈斯王把那个圣殿封闭吗？
And when we read the book of Chronicles, when we see there's a king Ahaz, he would shut the temple.
圣殿一封闭了，那利未人就失业了。
And because the temple was closed, so the Levites lost their livelihood.
那所以在这种光景上，你很清楚地了解到利未人又有难处了。
So under this condition, we can understand that the Levites had the difficulties.
然后你又看到，当西西家大力复兴的时候。
And then we can see at the revival of Hezekiah.
他很重视到这一件事情。
That he takes this matter very seriously.
那结果利未人就反映出来了。
And then the Levites would have this reaction.
现在我们吃得饱足，足足有余了。
And now that we can have enough to eat, we have surplus.
那我们就可以了解。
And then we can understand.
在西西家恢复这个光景以前，那利未人是饿肚子的。
And before the revival of Hezekiah, the Levites they were hungry.
还有。
And then also.
那么当他们被掳到巴比伦的时候。
When they were exiled to Babylon.
利未人因为离开圣殿了。
Because the Levites have left the temple.
所以他们在巴比伦地也做起买卖来了。
So they were doing business in the land of Babylon.
所以也没有什么难处。
So they didn't have much difficulty.
但是他们却离开了主给他们的地位。
But they have left the position that the Lord has for them.
但这个也很难说了，因为你整个犹大都被掳了。
But it was difficult for them because the entire Judah was sent into exile.
但是问题在这里。
But that's an issue here.
当他们从巴比伦回来以后。
When they came back from Babylon.
我们看尼希米。
And in the book of Nehemiah.
十三章最末了的那一章。
In chapter 13, at the very end of it.
现在不必看，不过是在那里出来。
That we're not going to go into it.
你就看到了，尼希米从巴比伦回来一看，利未人都跑掉了。
And when Nehemiah came back and see that all the Levites were gone.
为什么？
And why was that?
因为当时的犹大人就。也不管圣殿里面的需要，更不管利未人了。
Because the people of Judah, they did not take care of the needs of the temple or the Levites.
所以尼希米就告诉犹大人不能这样说，不能这样，他们必须要按照那个摩西的律法来做。
So Nehemiah told them that you cannot do this. You have to do according to the laws of Moses.
所以利未人呢又有饭吃了。
So the Levites now they have their livelihood back.
但是我们平常如果这样看利未人，我们觉得利未人真是很可怜。
And when we look at the Levites this way, we think that they are very pitiful.
但弟兄姊妹，当我们读到马拉基书的时候
，But when we read the book of Malachi,
我们就看到一件很严肃的事。
And we can see this very solemn matter.
神把利未人放在以色列人中间。
That God has placed the Levites among the Israelites.
那是一个非常严肃的试验。
It is a very solemn test.
也可以说是神放在以色列人中间的一个学习服权柄的功课。
And we can say that this is a lesson to be submissive to authority among the Israelites.
因此我们不能单光看是利未人。
And we cannot just look at the Levites.
我们该看到的是整个的以色列。
We need to look at the entire Israel.
不错，这个支派在这里，他们没有产业，他们凭信心仰望神，神就把神的份给他们。
So this tribe, they do not have an inheritance. They have to live a life of faith, and they're there to look upon the Lord.
那神的份怎么来的呢？
But how could the portion of the Lord come about?
神的份就把那十分之一分别出来，让利未人和祭司们享用其中的部分。
So the portion comes from the tithes and part of it for the Levites and the priests to enjoy.
那么这个对于利未人来说，他们要有一个信心的功课在学。
So for the Levites, there's a lesson of faith for them to learn.
但对以色列人来说呢
？But for the Israelites,
那是一个尊重神权柄和爱心的功课在学。
This is a lesson for them to learn to respect God's authority and also a lesson of love.
按照律法上所要求，十分之一你要送到殿里面去。
According to the requirements of the law, that you have to give it to the temple, to bring to the temple.
这个是尊重神的权柄。
This is to respect God's authority.
这个是接受神的权柄。
It's to accept God's authority.
另一面
，On the other hand,
他们也看到他们这样做。
They can see when they do this.
也是又是一个爱心的功课。
It's also a lesson of love.
因为我们从利未记上看见，除了利未人以外。
Because from the Levites, besides the Levites,
还有在他们城里寄居的
，and also those who are sojourners in the city,
在他们中间的孤儿
，and the orphans among them,
寡妇
，the widows among them,
他们每三年又有一个部分的那个交出来，来去供应这些有缺乏的人。
So every 3 years they would offer a part of the earnings to supply.For these people.
这个不在十分一的那个条例的底下。
And this is not under the tithe.
这个是在十分一的条例以外的。
And this is something outside of the tithe.
那这个完全是一个爱的功课在那里。
And this is a lesson of love.
那是弟兄说，当我们看到神在这里说，你试试看，把你该纳的送到仓库里，看看使我家有粮。这个并不是说出神现在很缺乏。
So when God said that test me in this and bring the tithe into the storehouse and so that I have food in my house, it doesn't mean God is in lack.
而是神在那里说，你们要在这里学习、接受、尊重 神的权柄和地位。
But it's there to teach them to learn to respect God's authority and accept His authority.
但是长久以来，你们没有在这里尊重神。
But for a long time, you have not shown your respect to God.
你还说你们不要回转。
And you said that you do not need to return.
你还说我们怎么回转？
And you said that how
are we supposed to return? 我们不是做得好好的吗？
Aren't we just doing fine here?
神说你们要回转。
But God said you have to return.
那弟兄姊妹们，这是非常严肃的一件事。
And brothers and sisters, this is a very solemn matter.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你就看到比撒他就说了，所以你们很劳碌，但是你们没办法享用。
And then when we read on, we can see that God said that you labor much, but you cannot enjoy it.
因为你们不转向神，神的祝福就不转向你们。
Because if you would not return to God, God's blessing would not come to you.
神的祝福不在你们显出来，那在你们中间显出来的就是立约的时候所提到那些咒诅的部分。
And when God's blessing is not manifested, what's manifested is the curses among the written in the covenant.
但是若是你们回转呢？
But if you do return,
立约里面所有的祝福都要发生在你们的身上。
All the blessings in the covenant would happen in
you. 列国都要承认你们是有福的。
That all the nations will call you blessed.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
所以先知把神的心意发表以后，立刻就指出一个很严肃的问题。
So after the prophet has proclaimed God's heart,
你们所以这样落到黑暗里还不觉得
that he pointed out that you have fallen into
the darkness. 那么根本的原因在哪里呢？
That you do not even
根本的原因你们没有重视神的话。
You do not even know them. It's the reason is that you do not
honor God. 你们以为神的话我喜欢就听，不喜欢就把它搁在一边。
And you think that God's words you can put them aside if you like.
但弟兄姊妹神说
But brothers and sisters, God said.
不尊重神的话，也就是不尊重神。
If you do not honor God's words, it's that you do not honor God.
所以无论你怎么样去奔跑，你们都得不着安息。
So no matter how you strive, you cannot have rest.
你们怎么的劳碌，你们也得不着享用。
And however you labor, you cannot enjoy it.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那当第三章神说他要来扭转以色列。
So in chapter 3, when God said he has
他怎么来扭转呢？
He has to turn Israel back.
他让他儿子来。
How does he do it? He wants
他儿子来的时候要借着审判来炼净他的百姓。
He'll let his son come to purify his people.
让他的百姓回转到一个准确的地位上。
So that his people will return to an accurate position.
而这个准确的地位表现在他们用什么态度来对待神的话。
And this accurate position is manifested what kind of attitude they use toward God's words.
神所要的不是知道神的话的人。
What God wants is not someone who knows His words.
神所要的是那些服在神的话的权柄底下的人。
What God wants is someone who will submit to the authority of His words.
所以接下去就说到了。
So what follows?
那些时刻在神面前谈论神的话的人，神怎么纪念他们。
It tells of how those who fear the Lord, how God would remember them.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这一部分我们留到下礼拜再看了。
We'll save this part to next week.
今天晚上我们是特别的注意的，是注意。
So this evening, what we want to pay special attention to is that
人把自己弄到一个没有路走的光景的时候
that when men place themselves to a place where there's no way out
神亲自来给人开路
that God personally he would come to open
a way 但当神来给人开路的时候
but when God opens up a way for men
神必定是借着审判把人带回准确的那一个位置上。
That God would use judgment to bring man back to an accurate position.
然后就恢复人和神中间的交通。
And then he would restore the fellowship between man and God.
当人和神中间的交通没有间隔了。
And so that there's no more hindrance in the fellowship.
神的祝福也就遍满 人的当中。
And then God's blessing will be among men.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank the Lord.
我们看马拉基的信息。
When we read the message of Malachi.
我们不要只停留在马拉基的话语，当时的那一个功用。
And we cannot just stop at the function of his words at that time.
我们必须要记得。
And we have to remember.
当神借着马拉基说了这一番话以后，
When God used Malachi to speak these words,
神四百年没有向他的百姓说话。
There were 400 years that God did not speak to his people.
如果我们能抓住这个事实，
If we have a good grasp of it,
我们就留意到马拉基书的里边的话的那个属灵的要求是怎么的高。
Then we would understand the spiritual requirements of the words here so high.
而那个效用显出来又是何等的严肃。
And the result or effect is so solemn.
四百年神沉默不说话。
For 400 years, God was silent and did not speak.
神就让那称为他子民的人去尝一尝。
So God would let his people who belong to him to taste.
他们既然厌弃神的话，
If they are bored with God's words,
神就不向他们再说话。
That God would not speak to them again.
当神不向他们说话的时候，
But when God did not speak to them,
他们就经历到他们所过的日子是怎么的一个日子。
And they would experience the days, such days.
一直到四福音的日子。
Until the days of the four Gospels.
弟兄姊妹，你都看到这种光景。
Brothers and sisters, you can see such condition.
你才了解一件事。
And then you will understand this.
犹大的百姓四百年没有活在安息里。
The people of Judah for 400 years, they did not live in rest.
所以听见主降生的那个消息，就整个犹大都惊慌。
So when they heard that the Lord was born, they were very much in alarm.
为什么要惊慌？
And why are they frightened?
你问他们，他们也说不所以然来。
If you ask them, they could not tell you why.
但他总觉得有大事要发生。
But they felt that there's a great thing that has happened.
他们不能得安息。
That they could not have rest.
等到主出来做工的时候。
And after the Lord started to work.
弟兄姊妹，你记得我们的主对当时的犹大的百姓的那个信息啊，其中有一个很重的。
And we still remember that there's a message toward the people of Judah.
那是什么？
There's a heavy message there.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
All those who are heavy laden and weary, you can come to me.
你说哪里有那么许多劳苦担重担的人？
And you would say that, how come there would be so many people who are weary and heavy laden?
弟兄姊妹们，
The brothers and sisters,
我们也能体会得到。整个犹大都在那个劳苦担重担的光景里。
That we can understand the entire Judah, they're under this heavy laden.
所以我们的主才发出那样的一个宣告。
So that our Lord has this proclamation.
但是我们不能不留心。
But we have to pay attention.
这种光景是怎么产生出来的？
And how does this condition come about?
马拉基书给我们看见。
The book of Malachi, let us see.
神停止向他们说话。
That God stopped speaking to them.
神不再向他们说话。
That God would not speak to them again.
在神不向人说话的这段日子。
And during these days when God stopped speaking to them.
人所承担的就是一个劳苦担重担。
That what man had was weary and heavy laden.
因此当我们读马拉基书的时候。
So when we read the book of Malachi.
我们不能和这一个事实脱节。
That we cannot depart from this fact.
如果和这个事实脱了节，
And if we depart from this fact,
马拉基书就上面就没有什么信息是值得我们去注意的。
Then there's no message in the book of Malachi.
因为都是很平凡的一些事情。
Because these are just ordinary matters.
但感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
话虽然是平凡。
Even though the words are ordinary,
但是那个果效是不平凡。
But the effect or the result is not ordinary.
影响了神向人说话，或者不向人说话。
It affects whether God would speak or not speak to men.
如果当时我们看到犹大人如果能真的体会神的心，在神面前转回过来，
you can see that if the people of Judah they could understand God's heart and turn and return.
我们可以断言那个属灵的光景是另外的一种情形，不会是这个所谓两月之间的那种沉闷。
We would be able to conclude that the result would be entirely different, and it would not fall into this dull condition between the two covenants.
一直等到主来了，才扭转那个光景。
And until the day that when the Lord came, that He turned around the condition.
我们求主给我们里面有一个那么苏醒的光景。
We ask God to give us this enlightened condition within.
特别从我们的主忽然进入他的殿这一点上来看到当时的属灵的光景和现在的属灵的光景。
Especially in the point that the Lord would suddenly appear in his temple that we look at the spiritual condition then and now.
不能说神不说话。
We cannot say that God would not speak.
我们要看见神是说了话。
We see that God has spoken.
但是神要注意人对神的话的那一个反应。
But God looks at the reaction of men regarding to his word.
知道神的话没有解决问题。
Knowing his word does not solve any problems.
必须是接受神的话，要跟随神的话。
Then we have to accept to receive his word, accept his word.
这样在黑暗里的人就找到路。
So that the people in darkness will find a way out.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我想今天晚上我们要停在这。
And we'll stop here this evening.
我们祷告一下。
Let's pray.